95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano, and happy Easter. So what are your plans for today? Are you hosting a brunch or a dinner? Maybe you're headed to a family member's house? Or are you skipping all of that and going to a restaurant and letting them cook for you? Which, listen, is not a bad idea. I'm actually going to brunch today. We're headed to one of my favorite places, Redstone. I absolutely love it there. We did brunch there last year and it was so good. We're headed back again this year. But you know what? One little tip for parents who may be bringing kids to a brunch. Last year, of course, my son wasn't hungry when we got there. So he sat there with a plate full of food in front of him and he didn't eat anything. After we finished our meals, I asked for a box to wrap up my son's fruit and pancakes so I could feed him 5 minutes after we got home when he decided he was going to be hungry then. But they wouldn't give me a box. I guess they do it so people don't fill up on food right before they leave and then take it with them. I mean, I can understand for adults, you don't want to do that, but it was just a little kid and he basically ate nothing. So I don't know. I just thought I could throw the pancake and fruit that they were going to be throwing out anyway, put it in a box and take it home. But apparently not. So just if you're headed to a brunch, just keep that in mind. If you're paying for your kids, make sure that they're hungry when you get to the brunch. So I've always said if this radio thing doesn't work out for me, I'm going to be an event planner. I absolutely love organizing and planning parties and events. And when I do, I'm all about the presentation. I like breaking out my decorative serving dishes and putting out decorations. I love getting creative with the centerpieces on the table, anything from fresh flowers to candles to bird cages. I also love doing a little something extra with whatever you're serving your guests. Like instead of just serving champagne at a brunch, say, I love setting up a mimosa bar. That's actually one of my specialties, and it's so easy. And a mimosa bar is perfect for an Easter brunch. So maybe have some time today to put this together, or you're planning an event in the near future, try the Help Yourself Mimosa Bar. So basically what I do is I get a large ice bucket, a nice decorative one, put a few different bottles of champagne in there. I like offering my guests a variety, but you can put whatever champagne you want in there. Line champagne glasses up on one side of the tub, then get three little serving bowls and fill them with fruit. I usually do strawberries, of course, blackberries, and raspberries. I also use clear serving bowls so the color of the fruit adds to the display. Again, allowing the color of the fruit to serve as part of the decor, I use three clear pitchers. I fill one with orange juice, one with pomegranate juice, and then one with pink grapefruit juice. But what's great about a mimosa bar is that you can choose whatever fruit and juice you want to serve, and then I line those up on the other side of the ice bucket. And there you have it. It's that easy. I actually have a picture of my mimosa bar. I'll post on the Her Story Instagram page if you want to take a look. It's at HerStory957. So that's my amateur tip for you. But how about we get some professional party planning tips? Today's guest, Courtney Marquis, a Villanova graduate who moved to New York after graduation and began her event planning career with a well-known high-end wedding planner, is now bringing her expertise back to the Philadelphia area. She has planned successful events for celebrities, professional athletes, Fortune 500 companies, and international ambassadors. Now back in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, where she grew up, Courtney started her own wedding and event planning business. Let's find out all about her. Courtney, welcome to Her Story.
Thanks, Kathy. It's great to be here.
Where did you grow up in Bucks County?
I lived all of my life in Yardley, Pennsylvania. And then from there, I went to Villanova. And then from there, I jumped to Manhattan to start in public relations and eventually into event planning.
And our paths have crossed before. You interned for the Sixers when I was working there.
Yes. I started in public relations there, working on the event side of things and in the press room on game days and just kind of running the gamut through there.
I'm not an event planner, but I've always been organized. I've always planned things out. Were you the planner type when you were young?
I was, to an extent. I think it's actually funny. My sister is more of the OCD planner type in the family, but on a day-to-day basis and planning schedules and events, that's definitely more my realm. I'm more laid back in real life, but then when it comes to planning and being detail-oriented, that's definitely where I've kind of driven myself to be organized.
You went to New York not to be an event planner. You started in PR and then moved over to event planning? Is that how it went?
Yeah, so it kind of overlapped, not initially. So I started in PR thinking that's what I wanted. I had my degree in there. I had an English background, writing and rhetoric, the whole thing. And I started Low Man on the Totem Pole. And it was hard day to day, just going in and doing all the menial tasks that go into public relations, developing lists and reaching out and pitching and the whole nine. And then I kind of found my comfort zone in the event arena. And it was mostly working with celebrities that were kind of partnered with different brands that we had in-house and executing on-site events, putting together schedules, handling the press and all of the inquiries, and then post-pitching the event and so forth. I like to see it as I enjoy the process that goes into the planning, but I like being able to see a nice, beautiful bow at the end of the day and then starting fresh on another event that's coming up after that. It definitely parlayed. And then from there, I blindly just sent my resume over to David Tutera, who was well-known at the time, but I actually had no idea who he was. And a couple of the girls that I worked with in public relations, they were like, you should do this. You love weddings. You love events. You're so good at it. And so I just sent it blindly. And at the time, the director of events, her husband, went to Villanova. So that was in my back pocket. So she held on to my resume for about 6 months until something opened up. And she remembered Villanova. So her husband likes it. So she kind of reached out and we met and we really hit it off. Had a great interview. Met with David. And I was very honest. I said, I actually didn't know who you were coming into this. He's like, that's better for me because now you know nothing about me and you can tell me about you and we'll learn through the process.
So I know who David Tutera is. One, because I love all of his products in the Michael's Craft Store.
Yeah, yeah.
But for anybody who doesn't know who he is, can you just explain a little bit about who he is and what he does?
Sure. So he is a high-end wedding and event planner. He's used to be based in Manhattan and he also had offices in LA, but he also has a TV show. It kind of went through different phases. Started out as My Fair Wedding, then it graduated to more about his life story and the background behind that. So in the world of where I played, I was more managing his client side of the business and taking care of all of our day-to-day clients on the paying side, and then kind of jumping in where need be on the TV show and the branding and just kind of jumping in wherever they needed as well. So I did have to go and help with the TV show from time to time in the beginning. And whenever they were based in New York, I was helping with that aspect of things and elements, executing from there. But day-to-day, it was more all of the paying clients and planning and execution for the events and design side of things.
Okay, I have a couple questions.
Sure.
Did you appear on any of his reality shows?
I did.
And what was your role, just as one of the event planners?
Yes. So a lot of the times they have just the staff coming in that the day-to-day planners, but I was more assisting the head planner who was out there, Alyssa. We would fly out on Friday, go in, execute Saturday, all night Saturday to Sunday morning, and then fly out first thing Sunday morning back to New York to kind of spearhead our clients, and then do the same thing usually within like a week or two. So it was hectic. And at the time, a lot of the clients on the show were celebrities. With TV and celebrities, it's a whole different ballgame. there's a lot of drama that is looked for and found very successfully. So
is it real drama?
Sometimes. A lot of it is, but a lot of the times it's forced by the production staff and they want to see because it makes better TV.
Of course it does.
Yeah. But it was interesting. It was an experience and it's definitely a stepping stone in figuring out on the fly sort of things. Troubleshooting, putting out fires, sometimes literally, and just kind of making things happen.
So when you reference paying clients, you mean people that didn't air on the TV show?
Correct. Yeah. So we had a whole different spectrum of clients who are on like the paying side of clients who are normal people looking to have a wedding planned or a corporate event or a high-end private social function or something along those matters. And they want nothing to do with TV, more privacy and their own execution for themselves.
But that also included celebrities.
Yes. Yes, for sure. So actually one of our favorite is a local to Philadelphia. So I worked with Heidi Hamels and her husband, Cole. To plan, well, not with Cole. I worked with Heidi for 3 years to plan a surprise birthday party for him. So it was really fantastic. It was a lot of fun. A lot of work went into it, but definitely all paid off. And we had some headliners throughout the event. It was a lot of fun. And they were just such respectable and fun-loving, low-key people. And they just had such an amazing time. So it kind of made the 3 years kind of cap off exactly how I had planned.
So you planned different events for them over 3 years, or you planned this surprise party in a matter of 3 years?
Surprise party in the matter of three
what?
Years. Yeah. So it was a series of events out of the country, halfway across the world, and it was fantastic. So many road bumps to overcome, but everything went off without a hitch, and everyone had the time of their lives.
Was he surprised?
He was, somehow. We somehow got the 100 of his closest family and friends out there.
Where did you go?
We went to Australia.
And you surprised him in Australia.
Yes. Yeah, so
and what was this for? What was the birthday?
30th birthday.
30th, okay.
30th birthday. So yeah, it was a couple of years ago. So they had the time of their lives. He was totally surprised. His family was there. Her family was there. All of their friends. Obviously, a couple of his closest friends from the Phillies at the time flew out. So it was a lot of fun. And it was just a time for them to be able to be off the map. No one knew where they were. No one knew who they were. And they just had a good time.
So what did you plan for them in Australia?
We did Australian parties. We did 80s parties. We did a New Year's Eve party because it was over the holidays. And that was when we celebrated his birthday. Capped it off with some fireworks, some live entertainment. So it was a lot of fun.
That seems very elaborate. What are some of the other elaborate events or weddings you've planned?
Sure. So I've done a bunch of celebrities and events. A lot of the celebrity elements were with the TV show, but the ones that were off were more of those day-to-day. You get to really know and love the people that you work with, and they're just normal people. I'd say some of my favorites were Chris Paul and his wife, Jada, and he and his family were just fantastic. We had a great celebration in North Carolina for them and a really beautiful venue. And again, same thing. We started off with a really fun time, but it was just them, and they made sure that different elements of themselves went into the wedding. So yeah, they had a ton of guests that were there, and again, other teammates and players that were very high end and well known, but they wanted to be able to just have it be about them. And I think that it really was able to pull through.
Who were some of the other celebrities you've worked with?
I've worked with Emmett Smith and his wife, Pat, but those were in my PR days, Pat Smith. So that was for my past clients. I did DeMarcus Ware when I first started with David for a baby shower. He plays for the Cowboys. Vanessa Williams, we planned a baby shower for the TV show. So it's quite a range. And sometimes we don't even know who these people are going into it. I think more so I did. So David always came to me when it was somebody that was sports related, because he knew that that was kind of my world and I understood it, and not necessarily his at the time. So anytime that any inquiries came in for celebrities that were sports related, he kind of always spearheaded right to me and streamlined through that process. I worked with Keith Urban. He was just a performer that I've worked with throughout the planning process, and he was fantastic. And it was quite a moment when he just happened to sing my name in the middle of a song.
Seriously?
Yeah. And I think I turned purple, but it was a lot of fun. So I worked with him. I've worked with Ludacris, Peter Facinelli, Jenny Garth, Mario Lopez.
I love Jenny Garth.
She's so down to earth and so nice. She worked with one of my previous clients for, I believe it was Bounty Paper Towels. So it was her and her husband at the time. She was married with Peter, and we did a tour with them for a philanthropic tour throughout the country. So it was a lot of fun. I've definitely learned a lot and taken a lot away from my time that I had spent with David.
Since you want to continue in this industry, I'm not going to ask you who the most difficult was to work with, but how about who was the easiest celebrity to work with?
I'd have to say Heidi. Heidi and all of her guests at the actual event, because that definitely comes into it as well, how well your guests are perceived and how well they're taken care of. And I think that that is appreciated more by the client. So obviously, I'm a homegrown Phillies fanatic. Mm-hmm. My brother used to be the bat boy for the Phillies, so I literally grew up living and breathing the Phillies. So when this came through, I think David knew, like, okay, she's going to know who this is. Let me see how she reacts to it. And again, I think helping being in the industry and on the PR side of things, I know how to contain my excitement and be a professional. And I think that that really is important when it comes across to executing your events and making sure. But day-to-day planning, she was super laid back and easy. She had a great support team, too, that I was able to reach out to on a day-to-day basis if I needed stuff. Just a normal, fun person.
Now, working with David Tutera, you traveled a lot. You traveled overseas. You talked about traveling to Australia for Cole and Heidi Hamels. Yeah. But where are some of the other places you've been to?
Mexico a bunch. One of my most difficult events that I ever had to do. We went to Africa over Christmas. So I missed Christmas twice with David. But we went to Africa. We went to Gabon and did an event in Gabon. It was just very eye-opening experience for us. We were in charge of decorating a beauty pageant for the country to get invited into the Miss Universe contest. So they have to put on a televised production on their own in their country to get invited. So we were in charge of making it look beautiful. So we did all of the design and decor, but with that comes all the prep going into it. So getting all the flowers flown in from the growers into an airport where you don't know where these flowers are for a couple of days, and flowers obviously need water, and you're in the middle of Africa. So that was the first obstacle. And then the second was the venue didn't have any air conditioning. So it was hot. And it was their summer at the time, of course, in December. And then from there, they didn't have running water. So it was just all of these things that you really, you don't experience in America or any of the other places that I had traveled at the time. And so it was just all of these hiccups that we were overcoming. But at the end of the day, again, it was a beautiful, successful event. A lot of lessons learned and different prep that has to go into events depending on where you are. But again, it's like permitting and visas and all for your team that's traveling and everything. So it's a lot of planning that goes into it. So it's not something that just kind of happens on its own. It was definitely worth the experience.
Back here in the United States, let's go with normal events, normal wedding planning, sure. Not necessarily celebrities. What's the biggest problem you've had that you've had to solve and fix for the bride or whoever's event it was?
A funny story. A couple of years ago now, we were out in California. It was for a private client. The bride didn't want to go down the aisle all of a sudden last minute.
She didn't want to walk down the aisle?
Nope. She had a moment and she was just not...
Like, didn't want to get married or...
She didn't want to walk down the aisle. She wanted to get married, but she, I guess, I don't know if they had an argument, her and her fiance at the time, and she just put the brakes on. And now we had 300 people sitting out in the sun on this beautiful cliff. Thank gosh it was a beautiful location. We were in the room and she did not want to go down the aisle. And so the bride and the groom ended up getting into an argument right beforehand. And we were just I kept talking her through it. And I said, you're going to get married at the end of this day. And it's kind of whether you want it to or not at this point, because it's about 5 minutes before you're walking down the aisle. I said, I think it's time that swallow whatever happened. We're going to go get married. It's going to be the best day of your life. And from there, things finally progressed. We were about 30 minutes behind schedule because it took a lot of pushing her down the aisle. And then we ended up having the same issue, but with her fiance going into the reception. Didn't want to go into the reception after they were married. And then he didn't want his guests to be fed before he got in there. But then he didn't want to go in. So it was this whole circle of back and forth. Was he going to do it? Was he not going to do it? They eventually went in. They had a great time. It was a great event, but a lot of drama going into it.
And you have to deal with all of that.
A lot. With a smile. Yeah.
So you brought your business back to Bucks County. Why did you decide to move from New York and come back this way?
David decided he was going to close his New York office. I thought, what better time than the present to kind of take that leap of faith and do it on my own? I had been doing it for him for 6 years. I was running the client side of the company on a day-to-day basis, doing all the planning, design, and execution. So it wasn't anything that was new to me. It was just more of the, am I going to land on my feet or am I going to belly flop sort of thing. So I took that leap and everything has been really great. Bucks County is my home. It's also a great location, centrally located to both Philadelphia and New York, D.C., a little bit on the center of the East Coast. It's easy to get to destinations, which I also do events all over the world again. I have a couple of events coming up in Florida, in Aruba, so in Connecticut. So it's a great location. It's home for me, home near my family and not commuting anymore, which was a nightmare.
So you always lived in Bucks County and you would commute to New York?
I lived in Manhattan for 3 years and then I moved back to Pennsylvania. Yeah. And then the past 3 to 4 years, I was commuting to Manhattan. So it was 2.5 hours each way, door to door. Traffic's train was always delayed. I wanted to be home in time for dinner to see my son and the whole nine. So it was a good transition that took place for sure.
Marquee Events is in Bucks County, but you do still travel all over the world.
I do. So I'm very open to doing. It's interesting because a lot of my clients that I had in the past and that I have now are not in Bucks County. Ironically, I've definitely become accustomed to working from a distance. And that's just on a venue basis and a client basis. Some of my clients aren't based where their venues are and vice versa. Some of the venues are super far away from the clients and they just want to be able to jump on a plane and get there whenever they get there. So planning from afar is a specialty of mine, and the communication, open door, email, text, phone call, whatever is easiest for all of my clients has really been helpful throughout the way.
But you will also plan here in the Philadelphia
Absolutely.
Area.
Yep. I have a couple coming up September of this year, July, June. So they're all local in Philadelphia, Bucks County area. So again, it's really whatever anyone needs.
What's your favorite part of planning an event?
I think I kind of touched on it. So in PR, it was kind of all the details that go into it from the very beginning. So you start with a blank slate. You build up every single detail, every minute. A production schedule that's minute by minute from the minute the first event and person and vendor is loading in to the last guest leaving. So it's seeing everything just kind of grow and snowball and snowball. And at the end of the day, being able to put a nice big bow on it and either looking back on it and remembering all of the great things that happened or being able to kind kind of put it to the side and never having to think of it again. So either way, depending on the outcome of the event, just being able to see everything through to fruition.
I would agree with that. You like to see a final product. You like to work towards something and then see what you've created.
Yes, yes. But then if it was a challenging client, never having to deal with them again is always on the plus side too. But then you get your recurring clients that you hope one day they'll reach out to you, whether it's for, I don't know, a first birthday party celebration or a renewal of vows or a corporate event or whatever the case may be. You hope that you have those that want to reach back out to you as well.
Or a second wedding.
Or a second wedding.
Have you done that?
I've done a couple. I have a client coming up. It's actually their second wedding. So I did their first wedding in the Bahamas, and I'm doing her 2-year anniversary, I guess, at this point.
So still married to the same guy.
Yep. Getting married again, just in their hometown in Florida.
Yeah. Wedding season is coming up. Planning a wedding can be overwhelming for some people. When planning a wedding, where should they start? What's the first step? What's most important?
I think being able to decide on a season or a date specifically is a good starting point. And then from there, doing a little homework and finding out what's actually taking place in those areas at the time that you're looking. Sometimes there's marathons that take place or parades or something, an out-of-town concert, or who knows what it could be. But that really could put a kink in your plans for all of your guests, whether it's being them coming into the city of wherever your event is and traveling, whether by plane, train, car, hotel blocks become a challenge at times. So definitely kind of doing a little homework before you firm up a date. And then from there, obviously finding your venue is most important, because then you have a solidified date. But then from there, I'd say your photography and entertainment becomes your next big items that you really have to focus on.
We had a wonderful event take place in Philadelphia. It was back in 2015 when the Pope visited our city. I felt so bad, though, for all of the people who had weddings planned, because it wasn't announced that far in advance.
No,
people already had dates booked for their weddings in the city.
There were a lot of places that were actually giving brides and grooms a little bit of leeway if they wanted to reschedule, because some places just got taken over. A lot of the businesses were shutting down in the city when he was coming into town, because they were just anticipating so much. So it's really important to kind of do your legwork beforehand, if you can, and find out as much about the area and what's going to be going on at that time.
Not everybody can spend the money on an event planner or a party planner. Do you have some budget-friendly tips for people who are planning a wedding?
Sure. I'd say, first and foremost, kind of do your homework on your invitation list, who you're going to be inviting to the event. You can sometimes make a list and a B list. So if people start to back out that you thought were on your A list, then you can always kind of reevaluate your B list and bump people up. They don't need to know. They won't know if an invite went out a week after everybody else's or whatever the case may be.
Sure.
And then I'd say, in terms of saving money, there's ways to, from the visual side of things, if you're open on what you want it to look like, there's ways to achieve different looks. So obviously candles are a cheap way to make it feel elegant and traditional and romantic. But in terms of flowers, if you're willing to use one flower versus a lot in abundance,
that's what I did.
That'll save you more. So it gives you more bang for your buck. And then I'd say just try to plan as far ahead as you can, so there's not any last minute costs that come in. A last minute vendor might charge you more because they think that you're in a jam and they need you. So they might come in higher cost wise. And you can always reach out to local universities for like musical instrumentation if you might need vocalists. They always have, obviously, their students who are willing to kind of do it for a much lower fee than an established band or group that's already well known in the area.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, I know Temple has a program. And I've reached out to them for a couple of different weddings that I have for cocktail hour music or ceremony music.
Today is Easter, and my specialty for Easter brunch is a champagne bar. I think it's something that just adds to a party, and it's so easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you just do different fruits and different juices and different champagnes.
Toppers, have fun with it.
I love doing centerpieces. That's one of my favorites, and not just at a big event, but just in my house. I mean, I will just have people over, and I'll go out and get flowers because I like to just put different centerpieces together. It just, I don't know, it just makes it feel fresh and fun.
Yeah, and it brings a little bit of happiness into your house, I think. And seasonally, it's so different how flowers change seasonally. That, I feel, brings the sense of the outdoors in, especially throughout the winter. If you can bring some fresh flowers into your house and you kind of, you're stuck inside all the time and it always feels cold and dark and dreary, and you just have this fresh bundle of new flowers that are in season, it just kind of, it's a little bit uplifting, I think, and it's easy to do.
You know what I did once for my sister-in-law's bridal shower? I dried out hydrangea. I wouldn't necessarily call it easy because I didn't have a hydrangea plant.
Okay.
Okay. So I had to ask people if I could cut their hydrangeas.
Excuse me.
That's pretty much what I did. I asked a friend who's a landscaper. I said, do you know anybody that has hydrangea that I could go cut?
Yeah.
And sure enough, he found somebody. I had no idea who they were. They didn't know who I was.
So I went
to their house. He said, you can drive over anytime. I went. Fortunately, they weren't home because I was in their backyard cutting down their hydrangea.
Hey, whatever works. It makes it last forever at that point.
I had this great idea. And I was like, wait a minute, but I don't have the hydrangea.
Yeah, I know. Hydrangea is a great flower, actually. I did the same thing for my sister's shower. We did the arrangements. And just like a cute little bridal touch to it is getting like the birdcage veils. And they usually come on like a little hair comb and tucking it into the arrangements so that it kind of brings it in. It dresses it over like a veil over top of the flowers. It's a cute little touch for a bridal occasion.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I spray painted mine and then did like a little shimmer to it. I had like a little gold shimmer to it. It was really
sparkle
pretty.
Sparkle is always good. Yeah. You can't go wrong.
And it lasted forever.
Yep.
I might still have like some in my basement.
Probably still have sparkles all over too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Marquee Events, again, based out of Bucks County, but you'll do an event anywhere. Just tell us a little bit more about your company and what exactly you do.
Right now, I work with a very small team because I like to know exactly what's going on with all of my clients. But that's not to say that we take on events of all sizes. So whether it's multi-thousand person event or if it's a 20 person private dinner, I'm very open to whatever people are in need of. I do day of planning for some clients because a lot of people forget that. Yeah, they want to plan their wedding on their own, but come day of, you need somebody to execute everything that you've put into it. So I do day of planning as well for a lot of weddings clients that people need assistance with, but also full planning is obviously most ideal just because it's less stressful for all clients throughout the entire process. And again, that's whether it's a wedding, it's a corporate event, whether it's a fashion show, whether it's a private dinner or a social birthday party, whatever the case may be. It's always easier to start from day one and kind of see the whole process through so nothing gets forgotten.
Courtney, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Kathy.
I hope the Philadelphia region understands how lucky we are to have you bringing your wedding and event planning expertise back to the area.
Thank you. I do too.
If you're planning a wedding or any event and you'd like to find out more about Courtney and what she offers, go to marqueeevents.net. It's M-A-R-Q-U-I-S events.net on Facebook, Marquee Events, or Instagram, marquee_events. I hope everyone has a happy Easter. Sit back, relax today, enjoy the day, enjoy the holiday, enjoy your family, and we'll talk again next Sunday. Thanks so much for joining me once again today. I'm Kathy Romano. Have a great Sunday and happy Easter.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.